Welcome to the Entertainment Engine.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Entertainment Engine podcast. I'm Pete Moore.
And I'm Bex Gregory. This podcast was created by our company, Seamless Entertainment. We're providing in-depth advice and information for creatives pursuing a career in the entertainment industry.
It's a great passion of ours, and we're looking forward to sharing our knowledge with you all.
Each week, we'll be bringing our listeners some great entertainment facts and news, mixed in with special guest interviews from seasoned professionals who share their insight and experience of the business.
You can listen and subscribe to the podcast on all streaming platforms, so you never miss an episode. And what a bonus, it's totally free.
And now it's time to get started with this week's episode on the Entertainment Engine. We're going to be discussing music supervision with the do's and don'ts on how to contact music supervisors and music consultants for artists and songwriters. Okay, great. So let's get started.
So let's look at the overview for a music supervisor. A music supervisor is a person who combines music and visual media together. According to the Guild of Music Supervisors, a music supervisor is a qualified professional who oversees all music-related aspects of film, television, advertising, video games, and other existing or emerging visual media platforms. In the musical theatre industry, a music supervisor is often responsible for managing a team of musical directors working on any number of musical productions at any one time. A music supervisor is a person with expertise within sophisticated knowledge of music licensing and many other negotiation techniques. Although typically, a music supervisor proposes previously recorded songs to the director or producer of a film, advertisement, television show, trailer, promo, video game, or any other visual media. A music supervisor will usually act as a liaison between the creative and business ends of the whole process. Once a song has been approved, they approach the rights holders of the song to seek permissions to license, which creates master recording licenses and synchronization licenses, and to work out the financial details of the song or songs use across all media. In many instances, the artist or songwriter of the recorded song is given the opportunity to accept or even decline the synchronisation of their song or songs. This position is most active within the media-based industries, including live events, television, advertising, video game, and film. Music supervisors can work within production companies, film studios, music supervision companies, networks, or even they do a lot of freelance work, which seems to be a commonplace of today.
And now we're going to have a look at the history behind music supervision. Originally, music was used in silent films to hide mechanical noises within theatre, like the projector. Often, a musician would be present to play improvised or pre-selected pieces, along with the visual images on screen. This led to the establishment of the soundtrack, and the emphasis on accompanying silent visual media with music. Over time, films began hiring composers to create instrumental soundtracks to accompany films. It became apparent to studios that when a movie included a hit song, more people were likely to see it, and because of that, more people were likely to purchase the song and album from the artist and band. The demand for music supervisors in the production process became solid in the 80s and has continued to grow with the increase of popularity for soundtracks ever since. While the use of songs not originally composed for the film did not save money, licensing a song made for a better understanding for the director and producer of the film for what music was going to be used in that scene. This led to an emerging need for selecting and licensing songs, which is how the position of the music supervisor has developed over time. Taking advantage of the musical component has become a huge marketing strategy for these media outlets, placing a growing responsibility on the music supervisor consultant to deliver. Over the past decade, synchronisation licensing has become one of the most significant ways for artists and bands and songwriters to gain positive exposure. Building a relationship with a music supervisor can give an artist, band and songwriter the opportunity to spread their music on a platform that would expose them to a much larger audience. Just to give you an idea, one of the most notable synchronisation collaborations was Moby's 1999 album Play, which was the first ever album to have all tracks linked to a synchronisation licence. The job of a music supervisor has become increasingly significant, and the importance of this crucial position continues to grow and grow.
Okay, and now we're going to jump into the do's and don'ts of how to contact music consultants and music supervisors. If you're an artist, songwriter, or band, and are really curious about how to contact a music supervisor, well, music supervisors and music consultants are the music-to-picture gatekeepers, responsible for selecting the tracks and closing the deals between artists, bands and productions for film, TV, gaming and all visual media. In this episode, we highlight some of the best and worst practices from the industry pros. So let's get started.
So the first point we're going to look at today is that you must do your research. Music supervisors will often narrow down their focus to a few publishing companies, agents, labels, artists that they know and trust particularly important. This helps them to get deals done more quickly and efficiently with very little fuss. Before you contact a music supervisor, make sure you know their work. This is especially important. I know it may sound basic, but it's the way to go. Blindly sending "listen to my music" emails are just completely and utterly a waste of their time and yours as well. Just like your music has its own sound, many music supervisors have their own brand and distinctive credits as well. So just do your research.
And the next point we're going to look at today, take advantage of the subject line for the film, game or TV show. Demonstrate that you researched this music supervisor or music consultant with a crafted subject line in your initial introduction email. If your brand of country or pop is perfect for a particular Netflix, Disney, or Amazon series, change up your email or social media introduction with a title, for example, Pop Country for the Nightclub Scene with the Band. The music supervisor on the receiving end will very much appreciate that you are paying attention. This is good brownie points to kick you off.
Now for this next point, make music that's authentically yours. Do not copy what is out there already. Music supervisors looking for songs typically want music that is real and will resonate with a particular audience. If your music comes from the heart, your odds for success will greatly improve. I assure you it will. Likewise, writing a song about tyres for the sole purpose of placing it in a Michelin or a Pirelli commercial probably will not get you very far at all.
And the next point we're going to look at today, try and have a unique presentation. This sets you apart from all the competition. Established music supervisors receive countless pitches from musicians, bands, music libraries, managers, labels and A&R reps. Often it is an email with a generic heading with a link to a YouTube video or SoundCloud file. They could also receive manila envelope with a thumb drive and a forgettable covering letter. These emails and envelopes mostly go unopened and are usually thrown in the bin. Try something different to get attention. Send a box of biscuits. Write a unique or personal email header. Try and stand out from the crowd. Anything that sets you apart will increase your chances of getting them to open the email and give your music a listen, and just maybe getting that dream song placement you've been dreaming of.
So for the next point we're going to discuss today is be very polite, but with some good persistence and determination. There is a fine line between being politely persistent and determined to becoming across quite a pain in the neck. As a rule, attempt to contact music supervisors only 3 times, maximum. That's the general rule of thumb. Send an email or an envelope. Attempt to reach out to them and ask if they've received it. Ask if they've had any use for your music. If you are polite and persistent and you do not land a deal right away, the music supervisor will probably keep you in mind for future projects. It is a small world in the music industry after all, so there's no need to burn any bridges.
Well, that's all for part one. Be back to you shortly with part two. But firstly, over to Bex for the facts of the day.
Facts of the day.
This week's fact is about the Bodyguard original soundtrack album. The Bodyguard film was released in 1992, starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, and holds the title of the greatest selling soundtrack album of all time, with 17 million copies sold in the US and over 42 million copies sold worldwide. The soundtrack later went on to win the Grammy Award for Album of the Year and was certified 18 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America on November 2017, and it is the 15th best-selling album in the United States. Well, that's all for this week's fact, and now it's back to part two for the do's and don'ts on how to contact music supervisors and music consultants.
And welcome back to part two. And to kick off this session, do not contact music supervisors who don't want to be contacted. Music supervisors like Thomas Goldbeck, for his work on Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead, would love to hear your music, but be really, really sure to check if they have a policy and how they wish to receive your music. Just do not assume. Many music professionals do not have the time for unsolicited music submissions. The issue is not about listening to your music, it's being sure that a song is something they can clear really easily, with no issues down the line.
Another point is do not cold call music supervisors on the phone. While there is an essence of some self-confidence evident in cold calling, it is a bit of a red flag, to be honest. If music supervisors have multiple projects, they may be managing a lot of contacts. They also might be waiting for a really important call, so you need to think about this. Find other ways to make that first contact via social media, email, or attending an event, for example, as this is the best way to build an audience that is passionate about your music. That way, the music supervisors may actually come to you.
And the next point in today's episode, do not send attachments in a cold email. Attaching music files to an email is a big, big mistake. An attachment might get your email straight into the spam folder before your target music supervisor has even had the chance to see it, let alone play your music and take a listen. Send a link to your track, or better yet, simply introduce yourself and ask the music supervisor if they would be interested in receiving your music and links to your music. If they say yes, then you have started a dialogue. This is great. But make sure to always link to a WAV file instead of an MP3.
Now, another really important point is don't submit music that isn't within the requested genre or style of that brief. If you have received a creative brief or song style request from a music supervisor or consultant, make sure you give them what they have asked for. Trust me, nothing is more frustrating than when they're looking for one thing and receive something that is the wrong genre, tempo, or has vocals when they have actually asked for an instrumental track. This just doesn't work.
And the next important point we're going to look at today, don't sell yourself as jack of all trades. No one is great at everything, and that's a fact. Put your ego aside and market yourself based on your strengths and qualities. Anytime a composer or producer introduces themselves as a master of all genres, the red flag of warning immediately goes up. Any experienced music supervisor looking for songs knows that the best of any genre comes from those who specialise in those genres. Just stick to what you're great at and offer your service within that style first and foremost. If you prove yourself in the first project, who knows what else will follow? You just never know.
And the next point, are there any musical trends you're seeing within Music Sync? This really depends on the syncs you are looking for. The small screen has become the big screen now. There is a trend for cinematic soundtracks in television promos and drama, but cute acoustic tracks are always popular.
Okay, and the next point today, don't send extra tracks to the music supervisor. Send only the songs that will be a great fit with no extras. Busy music supervisors and consultants will only get annoyed with you, and no one has the time or interest to hear all of your material at once, I'm sorry to say. You want to make their job as easy as possible, so be sure to only include tracks that are a great fit for the supervisor at that time for that project.
And don't forget your metadata. Metadata in your music files is crucial for any music supervisors to find your tracks. Include your name, contact info, song, title, and genre. This is all a must.
And the last point in today's episode, don't skip the networking opportunity. Having a personal connections and being a member of organisations like CSAC, BMI and ASCAP will only help you in your pursuit of your dream to get that song placement.
And lastly, we're just going to go over some of the points that we've covered in this episode. So the first point is do your research on the project and music supervisor and take advantage of the subject line. Make music that is yours. Have a unique presentation. Be polite, persistent, with a determination, all at the same time. Do not cold call music supervisors and don't send attachments in a cold email. Big no-no.
Okay, well, hopefully there's some really good tips and information to take away. It's a really great area, music supervision, and one that we endorse and think is a really exciting opportunity for bands, artists and musicians all over the world. So we hope you enjoy this episode. And now, it's back over to Bex for the question of the day.
Here's a quick recap onto last week's question. Which period drama became Netflix's biggest ever show in January 2021? And the answer is Bridgerton. Big thanks to everyone who joined in this week and sent in their answers to us. We pulled one name out of a hat, and here's a big shout out to Jane from Surrey in the UK, who got the answer correct. I'll be back to you next week with more fun facts and a question of the day. But now it's time for the Entertainment Engine Artists in the Spotlight. And this month we are featuring Carolan Deacon. Carolan is an East Coast based artist, entrepreneur and award-winning songwriter. She has had the honour to share the stage with some artists such as Martina McBride, Aaron Tippin and many others. She writes for artists and sync licensing all over the globe. On her latest single release, called Do What You Gotta Do, she collaborates with Paulie Preset, a New Jersey-based songwriter, producer and engineer. Paulie's had some major placements in 2020, such as Borderlands 3 promo trailer and T-Mobile Metro national ad campaign. And now it's over to Carolan to introduce her latest single.
Hey, I'm Carolan. I'm in the East Coast of the U.S., and it is so great to be featured on the Entertainment Engine podcast. Here's my new single entitled Do What You Gotta Do with myself and Paulie Preset. I hope you enjoy it.
I say, you know, I'm talking my Stevie. Listen to me. It's fine, I don't have that much to hide. There's one little secret that's mine. Do what you gotta, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta, do what you gotta do. What I got to, I'ma do what I got to. 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 Do what I got to. I'ma do what I got to. I'ma do what I got to. That way I keep my feet on the ground. If you're gonna stay mine, you should know that when it's time, I'ma get up and go.
Wow, that's a really cool track. Pete and myself really enjoyed that one. If you want to learn more about Carolann, you can visit her website at carolanndeacon.com. So keep those artist submissions coming so we can feature more independent artists and music from around the world. You can send in your music to us in link format, but no MP3s or attachments, please. So drop us your links and bio to our email podcast@seamlessentertainment.co.uk.
Well, that's all for today's episode of The Entertainment Engine, and thanks for listening.
Join us again next week when we have our next special guest on the show, David Halfen. David is a Los Angeles-based attorney experienced in representing record producers, recording artists, and record and publishing companies, with his specialised expertise in counselling major motion picture studios and television, film, and video production companies. David was Senior Vice President of Paramount Pictures and headed their music business and legal affairs department for almost 4 years. In the talent representation area, David Halfen has worked with well-known bands, individual entertainers and artists including Jennifer Love Hewitt, Johnny Carson, Slash, John Travolta, The Kinks, Phil Collins, just to name a few. Some of David's corporate clients over the years have included the following entertainment industry giants: The Walt Disney Company, Lucasfilms, Sony Pictures Entertainment, NBC, Universal Television, The Little Film Company, and Doug Weston's Troubadour.
Plus, we will have our question of the day and music and movie facts for our listeners.
It would be great to have your feedback on the show, so you can always drop us a message at any time. We would love to hear from you.
So make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your favourite podcast platforms so you never miss an episode.
Thanks for listening to the show, and remember to all stay safe.
The Entertainment Engine.